The assembly could vote this week on what's being called the Fiscal Responsibility Fund. If it survives the constitutional amendment process, the state would have to put about $60 million in it each year and could only withdraw funds in case of a recession or by a two-thirds majority vote of the legislature. Sponsors say such a fund would have prevented the state's current budget crisis. But Ken Taylor of the Wisconsin Budget Project says such a lockbox would be too tightly locked to open when the state really needs it.
Our analysis showed that we would have been able to access it in two of the last 25 years. And we wouldn't be able to access it now. And it seems to us that things are sufficiently difficult for us as a state that now would be the kind of time that we would want to use a rainy day fund.
Taylor says if the access rules were more flexible, the fund would help prevent the painful belt tightening the state is facing now. But he's also concerned about the strict requirement for annual contributions to the fund.
If this were in place now, we estimate that we'd have to contribute an additional $124 million into the rainy day fund. Our current situation is as dire as it is. Now isn't the time we would propose to be contributing to a rainy day fund.
And Taylor says if the partisan split in the legislature remains as tight as it is now, it could be difficult to get a two-thirds majority vote to release the funds. For the fund to become part of the Constitution, both the Senate and Assembly must approve it this year and next year, and then it would go to a statewide referendum vote. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.